Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 9th of July 2020. In the call, we have Mats, Michael, Mariana, Bill, Dennis, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Thank you very much, Pitinan, for preparing the agenda for today's call. Let's make a short recap of what we have done last few calls. We had colleagues from Turkey discussing a problem I and dotless I. There was a live discussion just before this meeting for pros and cons, why those two letters should be variants or not. So I'm asking you all, how could we proceed with this? All facts are here, and we have different feelings. Should we vote about it, or should we continue with discussion, trying to explain discrepancies between our opinion? I don't know. Michael, I have first Michael, then Mats. Please, Michael, go on.
Yeah. I would suggest to take a vote, and if that vote is somehow too close and people would like to discuss more, we can decide on that, but maybe the vote is already clear enough, so no more discussion is necessary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Mats, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should give everyone a chance to say that, well, that they're indecisive. Is that what you say? You cannot, you're not sure. So we have three possibilities. Yes, make it a variant set. No, don't. And the third one is, I'm not sure yet. So to see how people feel about it.
Yeah, to measure the temperature in the room, not in the room, but during this call. Okay.
In the Zoom. Yeah,
in the Zoom, yes. So I think this proposal is quite okay. Although we are missing two people and we are only seven. And when was a discussion about variants, during previous discussions and the previous examination of the variants, we took the position that 5-2 is okay. I mean, if five people say yes for something, that it will be accepted. Or we can change it, I don't know. That's just one remark. So, we are really missing those two guys, but let's try to see how people feel. First, please give up yes let me formulate a little bit. Who thinks that those two letters should be variant? Please use yes. Mark on the 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 yes. Okay, thank you very much. Please take it down. Who doesn't think that those two letters should be variants? No hands up. And the third option is, I'm not so sure. I need some more time to think about it, or we need some more discussion. Please, let's use yes for this. Dennis, please go on. Yeah, because you are the only one who is again who doesn't vote for variants. Please go on.
Yeah, sorry, I think audio
so
cut
it's
off
okay.
And I didn't hear well. So no, yeah, I'm against variant relationship.
Thank you. Dennis is against. So we have 4-1. We really need the votes of people, I mean, of Meikle and Hazem. And I can propose only that we ask them to vote by mail, to send them a letter and say what we how we decided to proceed this issue, and ask them what is their opinion, to vote yes, no, or I'm not sure. So we cannot conclude this issue this time, but at least we made one step forward. And after Meikle and Hazem gave their votes, we shall have the final decision about this. Any other opinion? Mats, please.
Yeah, I think that we could see how people feel about if it's a variant, what kind of variant.
Yeah.
Maybe we fully agree on that.
I didn't understand completely your question. Will you please repeat the question for which should be, how could we vote about it? It's not clear in my head what to do.
Okay, we had clear here is 4-1, and it's a high chance that we go for a variant.
Yeah, so it's a high chance.
Yeah, so I think that we could at least see how we feel about what kind of variants, if it becomes a variant set. So one proposal is that it's blocked in both directions. I saw that Bill suggested that. Another one is it's allocatable from dotless to dotted, but blocked from dotted to dotless. So those are the only two suggestions I've seen. So we could see how people feel about what kind of variant it should be.
Okay, I caught blocked both ways. That's one question, and another is allocatable from. I didn't catch properly. What did you say? Allocatable from.
From dotless to dotted.
Dotless to dotted. And blocked another way.
Yes.
When this question comes in discussion, I really have no feeling. My feeling is to leave both variants allocatable somehow, but maybe people has a better explanation why it should be blocked one way and allocatable another way. Bill, please go on.
Yes, perhaps Samad can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was that we needed a particularly strong case for something to be allocatable either in one direction or in both directions. Samad, is that in fact the direction that we were given?
Mats?
No, Samad first.
Samad first, yes. Samad, please go on.
Thank you, Mariana. Thank you, Bill. So yes, the LGR procedure says that we have to maximize the block variants and minimize the allocatable variants. And when we say minimize, it means that we have to look at each direction separately. I think for each one to be changed from block to allocatable, there should be a good reason. Thank you.
Mats, please.
Yes, I think there's a good case for a good argument for having dotless to dotted being allocatable, and that is the I don't know, linguistic or writing habits in Turkey, where the dotless I is used, where they have adopted to the situation in domain names and use the dotted I for dotless. But I don't see any reason the other way.
Thank you, Mats. Thank you, Mats. Michael?
Yeah, I agree with Mats. I think a good reason for making this allocatable in the direction to ASCII is that this way companies or persons who want to be more present on the global market could have their top level domain, which is in the local market with this dotless I, also be made available with a what we call normal I to the world market, so to say.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that while I prefer block both ways, it isn't a very strong preference. So if we decide to go with allocatable one way, I'm okay with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Any other opinion about this topic? No. So, after this discussion, it seems to me reasonable to allow dotless to dotted to be allocatable. The explanation is pretty clear. And yes, probably users who are using a dotless I will be present in their community as in a broader community if we decide to allow this combination to be this variant to be allocatable. Any other opinion in this moment? So we could vote. I think that's the procedure. Should we vote to first this proposition that variant dotless to dotted I be allocatable? I think I'm clear. And if you think that it is it should be done, please vote yes. Bill is not sure, so we have three. Okay, thank you. No, people who think that it is not to be allowed dotless to dotted I to be allocatable variant? No, no one. And the third solution, I'm not sure. Please just use yes.
No. Dennis says that he abstains.
Abstains. So Bill abstains. So this is not clear. We can't decide now about this proposition. So we have no. Again, we have to ask the other two guys from the panel. I mean, Michael and Hazem. what is their opinion, and after that we could make a decision. And shall we use, I am again asking, we have to have some kind of procedure, how shall we decide? Is it enough to have 5 against 2 for every positive decision, or we need to change something? Should it be a little bit stronger? I'm not sure. What do you think? Bill, please.
I would say if we have abstentions, we should go with a majority of those who are expressing an opinion.
Mats, please.
I don't think that we should change the rule to have even stronger majority. So 5 to 2 should be more than enough for the decision or variance.
I agree with you. I'm just asking if there is any other proposition, any other way, and the person who is proposing it should give some explanation why it should be done in the different way than we have done before. So we are using 5 to 2 priority. We have decided up to now. We have not decided anything. We shall wait for votes from Hazem and Meikle. And after that, we shall have, let's say, final decision probably for our next meeting. Bill, please.
I would just say that if we have, for example, 4 to 1 with 2 abstentions, that should be sufficient, even though it's not 5 in favor. Thank you.
Okay, we shall see how Meikle and Hazem will vote, and after that, if we have some problems, we shall discuss it again, and probably we shall have the decision, let's say next Thursday, probably next Thursday, or it will be another discussion, and we have to find somehow the way from this, because we spent a lot of time discussing this, and it is time to finalize. You always have to have on your mind that we are that it is the first complete report, that we shall have first comments from integration panel, we shall see their reaction, and when we correct and agree and discuss, if we have some thing that should be discussed with the IP, after that only this proposal will go public. We shall also have public comments, which will last for 40 days or something like this. So it is not the final document. It is the best we can do at this moment. That's how we should treat this this version of the report. So please, everything could be changed in the end if we get enough strong reasons to change them, but we have to produce something in a reasonable amount of time. And we are working, I think, 6 year, or I lost the counting of years, how long we are doing this. Okay, at least we have some kind of feeling in which way it could go, this decision, but nothing is decided yet. So we shall try to make a conclusion next week. And is there anything else that someone wants to say about this topic?
Hi, Mariana. I have administrative questions.
Please speak.
Yes, do you want us to send email to Hazem and Meikle asking to vote, or that will be done in the next call?
I think that we should send them an email and ask them to vote to get their opinion about this topic. Because if we wait next week and they don't appear next week, for some reason, maybe someone is ill. You see, this COVID stuff is very, very serious. At least in my country, it is going on again. And we again have some restrictions, although it is the midsummer and nothing is changing. I mean, we have to cope with this COVID and we have to find a way to live with it. Who knows sure. how long. So it is better to send them the letter and ask them to vote. You just prepared the, let's say, the notes from our discussion now, and it should be enough for them to give their opinion about this topic. Bill, please go on. Sorry, I was talking too much. Bill, please.
No problem. I just want to point out that unlike deciding whether it's a variant at all, when we're talking about whether it's allocatable or not, we do have to make a decision. We can't just say we don't have enough people to decide on anything. We either have to say it's blocked or we have to say it's allocatable. We can't just say we don't have a decision. I think we may have to say a simple majority on that particular issue is sufficient, because we got to have something. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you, but we have not decided anything yet. We have two more people who has to vote, who should vote, and after that we shall discuss the results next time. Maybe everything will be clean, or maybe we shall have problem, and after that we shall try to find a way to solve this problem. That's the way how I look at it. We have discussed enough about this topic. All the facts are here and present. There is enough facts to write the explanation why we decided it like in either way. So I think that we can close this topic for now. And after Michael and Hazem sent their opinion about this, we shall have some results which will guide us somewhere. We shall have a decision, or we shall have more discussion about this topic. Today, we can't do anything than what we have done now. Okay? Thank you, Bill. And keep your ideas in mind and don't forget it. Maybe we should have to investigate or to take into account them during the next telephone call. Okay. Now, Pitinen, what we have, that was the first item on this agenda today. So what we have else, please, Pitinen, Bill, you want to say something else? Yeah, please. Sorry. Go on.
And I'm actually on this next one, since I was the one who brought it up. My thinking here was, at the moment, we have said that a dot above and an acute are variants over consonants, but we have decided differently over vowels. And I was just thinking we should decide consistently on those. That was the motivation for bringing this up. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let me pull up some graphics so you can see.
Yes, please, Bettinen. What is the point?
Okay, just to recap from what Bill said. So we decided on the acute and dot above for consonant sets. So first three sets are consonants, and at the beginning, the decision for Z and C are make them variants. And then there are similar case for N, which from the voting, it was not, but the GP decided should make it consistent. So for N case, it's also become variants. Then Bill raised that perhaps I is also have the dot above, and with its version with acute, might has to be considered. Yep. So that's the summary of the issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinen. So, Bill, please.
Yeah, I don't have the spreadsheet open in front of me, but I seem to recall that I is not the only vowel that occurs with both an E, a dot above, and an acute. I think E at least, and maybe some of the others as well. So just so we get through all of them at once. Thank you.
Okay, then let me pull the sheet. So let's go through from A, E, I, O, U. Oops. I guess in A, there is no dot above an acute case. Let me also share the link. In
case you yes, please, see. Because my screen is too small. I don't see anything on it. It's yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pitinen, for the link.
So let me move forward to E. I don't think we have acute versus, there is one here. Yep. For the case of E, we have 00E9 and 0117. Would you like to, I think, so we can go through all the list or we can discuss how to like give some opinion on these issues. What would you like me to do?
So there is more cases where we have acute and dot above. I mean, with more vowels, sorry.
Yep.
So we have E, A, oh, A, there is no A. We have E, I, so in E we have one. In I.
There is one, there is one.
Also, okay. O.
Oh, let me see.
Look like there is any dot above.
Sorry, Matt, can you come again?
No, it doesn't look like there is any dot above.
Okay. All right, I couldn't find as well, so let's move on to you. No. So we have, so for consonants, let's make sure. C was captured. N was captured. Z was captured. Yep. So I guess we have one more case, which is the E. Let me copy over and then we can see on the same sheet. Okay, are these big enough?
Yeah, that's okay. My personal opinion is that if we have done the same thing with consonants, we could do it with vowels and to be consistent. And that's how I think. Although, let's hear what the other members of the GP think about this. Someone should ask why you used acute and dot above as variants in one case and in other case no. So it is better to have it consistent through the whole discussion. Mats, please go on.
Is there a difference between vowels and consonants? How they are perceived. I mean, the accents are more used on vowels than yeah. consonants. I'm not sure.
Michael, please.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if we want to make it consistent, then maybe since we now have three cases where we decided it's not a variant, so maybe to make it consistent, we could also make all of them to be not a variant.
Yeah, that's another solution. We had before disappear, we had how many consonants we had? Three of them. Just two.
Just two by the vote, yes.
By the vote, just two. And now we have three more, which should be, let's say, treated as variants because of those two. I'm not sure. What do you think? Yeah. Michael's proposal is worth thinking about or thinking on it because we are forcing something because of two cases. Maybe it is better to leave it not to be a variant. I don't know. Bill, please, go on.
Our mandate, as I recall, is to be, I think the phrase was conservative, as in to prioritize security. So I think I would be disinclined to decide something wasn't a variant. For consistency, I think that would go contrary to the direction that we were given. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, you are right. That's one of our of things which we could keep in mind all the time. Mats, please go on.
In the future, it's possible to dissolve a variant set, but if it's not the variant set from the beginning. It will be harder to make it a variant set. So I think that we should, if we have come to the conclusion that those two, Z and C, should be with dots and acute, should be variants, then I don't think that we should make them not variants.
Thank you, Mats. Michael, please.
Yeah, I would be against making those I and E cases variants, as our votes are not even close to make them variants. In all three cases, we have six out of seven who said they are not variants, and I wouldn't want them to be variants just because there are two other cases where similar things are variants.
Yeah, you are right. And we cannot vote again. So we didn't think about it when we starting vote. We started voting. Started to vote, and we didn't think that such things could appear, but we have a problem now, and we have to find a way through it, from it. Mats, please go on.
I propose that we let E and I be as they are, and that the consonants be as they are. So we would have the consonants as variants, but not the vowels.
Yeah, that will be middle solution, yeah. Yeah, because if you look at N, there is, it is almost half four and a little bit, there is a lot of twos there. And here, when the vowels are in question, the number three prevails. So we have to find the explanation why we proclaimed those two vowels as variants. Although our voting was not showing that we, seven of us, decided that they are variants. Yeah, Mats, I think I will support your proposal. Bill, please.
Yes, I'm actually okay with this. I just wanted to make sure that we at least made a conscious decision rather than just doing it and not noticing it. I would say in the report we should probably note explicitly that this was our decision, so that if someone wants to argue it, they at least are aware of how we came to the conclusion that we did. But if we want to go with Matt's suggestion, I'm okay with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I think that that's a smart proposal, and we should skip forcing those two vowels with dot and acute and to be variants. Let's stay with our marks which we gave during our analysis. So the decision is that those two characters I and E shouldn't be treated as variants, and with acute and with the dot above, and we shall leave the results as they are from our first analysis. Okay? Is everybody okay with this? Yeah, thank you. I don't see any. Yeah, Mats. Yeah, Mats. Mats is saying okay. Okay, thank you, Mats. I see no hands up. I mean, if someone wants to say something, Bill is okay, I'm too okay with this. Dennis didn't say anything, so we shall leave it as it is. Okay, so for next Thursday, we shall discuss I and dot Lusai again and make a final decision. We decided about acute and dot above with the vowels. And now, please, Bettina, will you try to explain, to tell us how do you plan to make report finalization? What we shall, we have a few things to do still, but what will be the first, second, and so on? Have you any plan? What do you think that we should read once or twice report, or how it is the easiest way for you to finalize the main text, I mean? And is there any missing things that should be still written and included in the report? Let's try to cover this topic first.
Sure. We have Bill. I can go after Bill.
Yeah. Bill, please go on.
I have been working on the Confusables appendix, but I've been holding back because obviously we can't decide on what is confusables until we have eliminated those which are variants. So if we've now finished the various variant discussions, I can undertake for next time to get that appendix completed so that we can include it in the report when we send it off to the IP for comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, we still have this dotless I and I decision to make, and it will be next time. So that's just one case. All the other cases are clear, so you can try to complete confusables. Thank you very much for this. Okay. Pitinen, please.
Yes,
about
thank you.
Report finalization. What is missing still?
Right. So basically from the records that I have, all the decisions that's still pending has been concluded except the dotless I. So I guess we can, so basically Samad and I start to capture all the edits that we have made and also presented to the GP along the past few months to make it move into one big document. And that will be something we prepare for the supporting document part. Once it's ready, we will circulate to the GP to have a revisions. And because of the size of the documents, we plan to make it into two documents, the main part and the appendixes. So that's what we are working on. We plan to be able to circulate to you as soon as we can finalize with the dotless I issues. So that can be in 1 or 2 weeks. And the next few things that still be on the table that has to be done is also XML and the test data, which I recall that either Mats or Dennis volunteered on the test data earlier. Just wanted to check, would that be still something you can take forward, or is something we have to plan? And also the XML, we can start something, but we will circulate for everybody to review in case there is any human errors and all that. Okay, so let me stop there for now and take some feedback on this plan.
Mats, please go on.
I don't remember fully how the test, what the requirements were on the test data. I mean, it's hard. I know that I looked at test data and looked for real words, but it's quite complex when we talk about languages that you don't comprehend, to find corpuses for that. Maybe Samad has an answer on that instead of me guessing.
Yeah, thank you, Mats. Samad, please go on.
Thank you. So since Latin doesn't really have any contextual rules, do we, one of the things we discussed earlier was to just generate random strings to make sure that all the alphabet, the letters in I guess shortlisted is are covered. That's one mechanism of doing it, because the way testing is done, we're looking at multiple things, and I think that may help you decide what would be the best way forward. The first thing is that we're looking for good labels which cover all the repertoire. The second thing is that we want to have some labels which are bad, which are out of containing out of repertoire code points. So those, that's the repertoire level. The second part is the checking the variant rules, and for that, what we're doing is we select strings which would generate variants and predict in the test case file what are the possible variants which should occur and with which dispositions, I guess, we could, and that then can obviously be tested independently from XML, sorry. And the third thing, test the WLE rules, in which in case, in this case we don't, but what we do is we have labels, at least a few examples of labels which will pass each WLE rule, and then a few labels which will fail each WLE rule to make sure that we have enough testing data to, I guess, test the XML rules in the XML, each one of them. So in this case, what we are left with is the first two categories. Have a set of labels which cover all the repertoire, as well as have some labels which are out of the repertoire, and we know there were good ones versus the bad ones. And then for variants, of course, I think for each variant set we've identified, we should have one or two labels identifying what are expected variants, so that they can be automatically tested and compared. Again, as I said, we could go and choose data from different languages, but it's a very context-free language. Latin script is very context-free, so we could actually do random strings in, totally up to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarmad. Mats, please, go on.
Yeah, I mean, creating the valid labels is quite simple, because that could be done by just taking their repertoire and generating. And the question is rather how many labels to create, because there could be very many if you want to cover everything. Creating the bad ones is more complicated, because you have to include things that are not included in the repertoire. I don't say that it's difficult, but it requires more work to do that. So in what form should the labels be? So what is the data format for this?
Could I do a quick response to that?
Yes, please.
It's one label per line in a text file, and normally we are looking at about tens of labels. I think normally it's less than 100 labels. So it's not a very extensive exercise. We do internal testing with the hundreds of thousands of labels, but the test data file which we publish normally just has tens of labels. So if you look at other examples which are posted online, we do post these files. I'll share a link in the chat. You'll see again that, you know, sometimes there are like 30 labels, 40 labels, and they're reasonably well engineered to capture all the different cases. You don't need to have one word for each item in the repertoire. So one string can capture, you know, five or seven different obviously code points, which means that you could really have a few strings which can cover the whole repertoire.
U labels or A labels?
U labels.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I just wonder, do we need to make a special effort for those variants which are allocatable in one direction and blocked in the other to make sure that we get them tested both ways? I don't know enough about how the process works to know if that will happen somehow automatically or if we have to make sure we have specific test cases for those.
So this is Ramad. I think the motivation of this test data is, so yes, I think it would be useful to have those things pointed out. The motivation is that if there are multiple implementations of an LGR tool, so for example, you're developing your own program and we are writing our own program and you know somebody else is doing their own program, the XML, when they're parsing XML, they, you know, we want to make sure that the programming done is working consistently so that using the same XML and the same data can provide same results for all the different implementations. So it's a mechanism to check one's implementation. It's actually not anything more than that.
So I mean, the format, when I look at the files, it's just, it's no format. It's just a text file that you, so it means that someone has to interpret it. So it's not nothing that you can use automatically.
Right. Normally, there is a comment line which says whether the has some indication on what next set of labels mean and how they should be interpreted. So it should be normally annotated with the comments. But it's a very simple format. It's just one label per line, and we just pass through it.
Well, I expected some kind of formal format, but there isn't.
Sorry, I need to drop off to get on to another call. So we're happy to, I guess, answer any questions you may have on over email as well. But,
Thank you, Sarmad. Thank you. Sure. Thank you for taking part in this discussion. Bill, please. First, Mats.
Yeah, so Mats. Creating these, I mean, the requirement of for these labels is, you know, this test data is not very, it's not very complicated. So it's quite easy to do this.
We have to decide if Pitinen could take. I mean, who will do the who will make the test data?
When should be completed?
My first thought is that we need not to look for real words in different languages. It is pretty simple to take all our repertoire code points, put 7 or 6 code points in one line, and now we shall have, I forgot how many code points we have, 200 something, 210. We shall have, let's say, 40 lines or something like this.
There's no reason to, I mean, it could be 20 or 30 or characters per word,
yeah,
per label.
But we should keep in mind that sometimes some labels could be invalid because when they pass through this conversion, I forgot the name, one label should not be greater than 63 ASCII code points and so on. So 5 or 10 at least, 10, for example, 10 is quite okay to have in one line, 10 code points. only to be sure that all code points are included in this test data. That's pretty clear. So we need someone to do it. That's first question. Another question is how to produce variant test labels. I'm not sure that it is clear to me how it should be done, but there are people who are better with variants, and they could accept. Also, those words need not to have any meaning. It is also necessary just to include those code points which could make variants. Mats, please go on.
Yeah, we could start to create the labels for the repertoire, and then when we have the variants, all variants confirmed, then we could start working on that.
Yeah, but we have almost all variants confirmed instead. But this one, I and dotless I, is pending, still pending. So I don't know. We could, who will do this? That's my question. I'm not sure that I could do it without any error. That's my problem.
Hi, this is Pitinan.
Yeah, please, Pitinan, go on.
Matt and Bill, would you like to go first? I can be in the queue. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I just had a question about the cross-script variants, and it sounds like the in-script variants are pretty straightforward. We can generate random strings and stuff, but if you have a Latin, string and something that from a different script that would be a cross-script variant, are we supposed to be generating test cases for those as well? For instance, if you have a Latin .000 and a Cyrillic .000, those are variants. They ought to be rejected. Are we supposed to come up with a test case for that, or for that sort of thing, or is that not our problem? Thank you.
Hi, this is Pitinan. May I come
please,
in quickly
please.
For that? Yes, for the variance, yes. If that cross-script variance is in the out-of-repertoire mapping, then it's also needed. This is an example from Canada, which is have a lot of variants with another script, Telugu. So they will select one labels like this and then generate all other possible variants, which include the cross script as well. Like for this one, it cannot be rendered. So this is, they permuted and list all the possible variants as per suggested in the LGR. So this part, when we run the tools, then we can have the list to compare whether the result is as expected. Yep.
Thank you, Pitin and Mats, please.
Is there a length restriction built into this too? Otherwise, the simplest is to create one for the variance. Just have the variants created from one character labels, or is there?
Right, I think right now the tools is no limit. I can check, but I normally test starting from two. But I can check whether it's except one. And so this is also that was the cross script, and in the in script set, this is example from Hebrew. So they also prepared in the sets like this, and then if this happen, another label should happen as well because of these two variants, for example. So it doesn't have to be long, and it's just that if you have if you have too many variants code point in a labels, then the permutation is quite a lot. And that is actually if the objective is to test whether the the LGR generate the proper variants and also the dispositions, maybe too many variants will create quite difficulties to check. That's all. Thank you. Mats, please.
Yeah, I could create start to create the labels that are based on the repertoire. That's quite simple. And I could look at the variants and see how I think it should be done. I could start with some variant.
We are on the top of the hour, so we might as I can remember, I think Pekinan had one test label data set. Pekinan has produced once one of them. Pekinan, maybe I missed something in my head.
I have not actually for the Latin. Yeah. Last time when we I have not created one.
You have not. Sorry, I mixed something. Okay, so Mats, please just look at it and start producing test labels for repertoire, and see how it goes. And if it has a lot of things to be done, and if you have a clear idea how it should be done, I can help with it. So when
do we need this?
Oh, we need this before we finalize the in the same time when we finalize the report, before we are sending report for IP comments. They will ask us for this data set. Okay, we are 6 minutes after the hour, so if everything is not clear at this moment, we shall continue our discussion next Thursday. I want to thank you all for this discussion today and for having you during this meeting, and I want you a good rest of the day, and I'm now closing the meeting, and we shall see each other, hear each other next Thursday again at the same time. So goodbye and have a nice rest of the day, and take care, please. Because in my country, we have again corona raising. So, bye.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Bye. And
bye, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.